to Talking Tech and Learning in District 205, your home for quick, bite-sized tips to support learning activities in your classroom. This week, I'll be sharing some tips to get yourselves and your technology ready for summer vacation. The first thing that everyone should be aware of is a service called Google Takeout. Google Takeout allows you to access and download all of your Google data, whether you want to import it to another service or location, or just create your own backup copy. Follow the instructions at takeout.google.com to download all of your files, all of your emails, and save them onto a flash drive to take with you wherever you may go. Please remember that if you leave the employment of our school district for any reason, your school Gmail and all of your Google Drive files will be deleted and lost forever shortly after your last school day with us. So please make this a priority. Please share this information with graduating seniors and students who might be leaving the school district this summer as well. They can use the service the same as staff can. The next service from Google is called Backup and Sync. Google's Backup and Sync allows you to backup and synchronize your data in real time and gives you access to your PC data remotely. The default is desktop documents and pictures, but you can also add your downloads, which is where most of your internet files will go. Visit www.google.com/drive/download, and then under Backup and Sync, click the Download button. I'll put a link to a YouTube video that will explain this process in more detail in the show notes. Again, please remember that if you leave the employment of District 205 for any reason, your school Gmail and all of your Google Drive files will be deleted and lost forever shortly after your last school day with us. Make this a priority. Our technology department staff will be cleaning as many classroom PC workstations as possible inside and out during this summer vacation. Please clear a space around your PC and remove any personal items that are on or near the PC case, the keyboard and mouse, and any other peripherals connected to the PC. If your PC is hidden inside a desk or cabinet, please make sure the doors are unlocked and that the PC is accessible to technology department staff this summer. I have a small collection of flip cameras and webcams that I loan out to teachers for classroom use. If you have borrowed a webcam or a flip camera, or the case of flip cameras, please return those to me before you check out for the summertime, or call or email me and I'll be happy to come over to your school and pick it up during your plan time. Even if you borrowed it last year or the year before, those were loans, not gifts, folks. You can borrow them again next year, I promise. Last today, a note about portable computing devices that were issued by our school district. Any district-owned Windows PC, laptop, or computer, any iPad, cell phone, etc. that was issued to you should be returned to your building principal for storage and inventory during the summer months. For Chromebooks that were purchased with building level funds, please check with your principal about using these over the summer. Principals, you should check with Technology Director Rick Lachey and let him know what your intentions are. Special education staff should refer to directions provided by the Special Education Director regarding end-of-year procedures for any portable devices that were issued through the Special Education Department. Make sure each laptop is shut down properly and completely. If you see any lights at all on the front of the case, you probably haven't completely shut it down yet. Closing the lid does not shut it down. Next, unplug the laptop power cord from wall outlets and power strips. Once it shut down, close the laptop's lid completely. If any bags or carrying cases were available to accommodate, place the laptop and its power cord, mouse, and so on inside the case, zip it close. Please note, power cables do not fit inside most Chromebook cases. Check to see if your building principal has any further instructions about summer storage, batteries, etc. Return any extra charging units to the technology department.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.